from the Assisi Project, and welcome to Franciscan Night Prayer for Sunday. I'm Cliff Garvey. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. At the end of a long day, we pause and reflect on those moments when we have failed to live the gospel and share God's love. Lord Jesus, think on me and purge away my sins. From earth-born passions, set me free and make me pure within. Lord Jesus, think on me with care and woe oppressed. Let me your loving servant be and taste your promised rest. Lord Jesus, think on me amid the battle strife. In all my pain and misery, be my health and my life. Lord Jesus, think on me. Don't let me go astray. Through darkness and perplexity, point me toward the heavenly way. Psalm 91, a prayer for protection. With hearts on fire with longing for our heavenly home, we will have no trouble enduring the cold winds of this world. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust. It is he who will free you from the snare of the fowler who seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that prowls in the darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 fall at your right. You it will never approach. His faithfulness is buckler and shield. Your eyes have only to look to see how the wicked are repaid. You who have said, Lord, my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling. Upon you no evil will fall, no plague approach where you dwell. For you has he commanded his angels to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you upon their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. On the lion and the viper you will tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon. Since he clings to me in love, I will free him, protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I will answer. I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory. With length of life, I will content him. I will let him see my saving power. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With hearts on fire with longing for our heavenly home, we will have no trouble enduring the cold winds of this world. The Word of God, from the Book of Revelation. They will see the Lord face to face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. It will never be night again, and they will not need lamplight or sunlight, because the Lord God will be shining on them. They will reign forever and ever. The Franciscan Spirit, from the Legend of the Three Companions. Have no fear of being thought insignificant or unbalanced. Preach repentance with courage and simplicity. Have faith in the Lord who has overcome the world. His Spirit speaks to you and through you, calling men and women to turn back to him and observe his precepts. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Canticle of Simeon. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. The Closing Prayer. Most High and Glorious God, bring light to the darkness of my heart. Give me right faith, certain hope, and perfect charity. O Lord, give me insight and wisdom, so that I might always discern your holy and true will. Amen. May the Lord grant us a quiet night and a peaceful end. Amen. A prayer for the intercession of Our Lady of the Angels. Virgin of the Angels, listen to the prayers of your children. We turn to you with trust. Your eyes full of tenderness assure us of your maternal care, and promise divine help to all who humble themselves at the foot of your angelic throne, or who turn to you from afar and cry to you for help. Lady of the Angels, obtain for us by the prayers of Saint Francis forgiveness for our sins. Keep us free from all evil and indifference. Make us worthy to always call you our Blessed Mother. Amen. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Clare of Assisi, pray for us. Our Lady of Angels, pray for us. Founded in 2007, the Assisi Project is a fellowship of Franciscans in spirit with friends and followers throughout the world. We are dedicated to helping believers of all ages more faithfully live the gospel of Christ in the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi. The Assisi Project is a nonprofit, tax-exempt charitable organization. You can support our ministries and programs via Amazon Smile or PayPal, or by mailing a tax-deductible donation to the Assisi Project, Post Office Box 3158, Gloucester, Massachusetts, 01931. Join us online at assisiproject.com. Thanks for listening. May the Lord give you peace. This audio recording is produced by the Assisi Project. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.